Though the action was unusual, Admiral Blade found sufficient reason to delay his departure from Rimsu 7 for a few days. He offered as a reason his belief that the matter of the murdered hut needed further investigation and his desire to make certain his people were protected. The real reason for him staying, of course, was to find the one who had dared to surveil him. Whoever it was, he would soon learn how dangerous it could be to spy on a predator. They erected a command module for him, not much more than a bubble with some basic furniture and comm gear, but it was enough. For someone who had hunted many times on planets where there was nothing to sleep on but the cold, hard ground, a form cot was more than he needed. As he opened the door to his bubble, a spicy floral smell wafted over him. Without even thinking, Blade drew his blaster. "Move and I'll cook you where you stand," he said.
"I won't move, Admiral, though I'm not standing at the moment."
The voice had a musical and amused lilt to it. Blade passed his free hand in front of the room's lighting control, and the hut's interior lit up, revealing the robed and cowled figure of a Silent. Members of the Meditative Caste were omnipresent in houses of healing throughout the universe, as their mission was to aid the sick and injured. The Silent took their meals in private and wore their hoods up in public, effectively hiding their identities at all times. The being sitting on Blade's cot was obviously in disguise, since by speaking, he had broken the siblinghood's most sacred tenet. Blade did not lower the blaster.
"Who are you? What are you doing here?"
"If I may."
The other raised his hands slowly to the sides of his head. Blade nodded.
"Slowly and with great care."
The figure slipped the cowl back to reveal his face. It was not the countenance of any being Blade had ever seen before, and he had been around the galaxy more than a few times. The face was vaguely bird-like, with sharp violet eyes, a nose and mouth that could have been a short beak, and pale blue skin that might be either extremely fine fur or feathers. Blade could not tell which from where he stood. The head was smooth, the ears flat and set close against the skull, and there was a hint of darker blue at the base of the throat.
"Quite striking," the Admiral thought.
He had certainly seen more unattractive bipeds. The being smiled. Blade assumed he was a male, and there were at least several pointed teeth in the thin-lipped beak mouth. There was also more than a hint of danger glinting in those eyes. This was a deadly creature, whatever its origins or intentions.
"I am Caird of the Nadiji."
Nadiji? Nadiji? He had heard the name. Ah, yes, he remembered it now.
An avian species from a far-flung world called Nadij, on the east spinward arm. Blade frowned. There was something else unusual about them. What was it?
"I didn't realize the Nadiji traveled outside their own system. I seem to recall hearing that such journeying was taboo."
"If one is properly nested, yes, that is true," the Nadiji replied. "But there are some among us who, for one reason or another, cannot be of the flock. No one cares where the wind bears us."
"Well, here, we do care if somebody breaks into our quarters. Explain yourself quickly."
Blade gestured slightly with the blaster. There was a small click behind him, as if someone was trying his closed door. Blade shifted his attention to the sound for a heartbeat. The Nadiji vanished. No, that was not strictly true. The being had moved, but so fast that Blade couldn't believe what he was seeing. Of a moment, he was sitting on the cot, and then, in an eye blink, he stood next to Blade, out of the blaster's line of fire, close enough to touch. Blade started to shift his aim, but stopped. If the fellow could move that swiftly in a one-gravity field, he would never be able to line up on him in time if he had a weapon of his own and wanted to use it. He lowered the blaster.
"Wise move, Admiral."
Blade caught a flash of light on something in the Nadiji's hand. Then whatever it was disappeared.
"All right," Blade said. You've established that you're faster than a dirt demon, though if I hadn't been distracted by that noise.
Caird walked back toward the cot, a slow stroll that had definite elements of avian locomotion in it. When he reached it, he turned, flashed his teeth again, and said,
"You mean this noise?"
The click came again. Blade did not allow it to distract him this time.
Caird held up a small device the size of his thumb, the thing that had caught the light a moment before. He had yellowish talons on his fingertips, Blade noticed.
A simple clicker, operated by this remote.
Fine. You came prepared. What do you want?
The continuation of our mutual benefit, Admiral. Apparently, our last agent was careless in his piloting. I am a much better flyer. In the genes, you know.
Blade felt a small but definite surge of fear.
Black Sun.
He hadn't expected them so soon. Blade's mind flashed to the perfect ruse he had devised for disposing of Mothel's body. First, freezing the body in a block of carbonite. Next, smuggling the carbonite block onboard Mothel's own ship. And lastly, autopiloting the ship over Separatist space, where it was promptly shot down because it didn't have the proper clearances. There was, however, just enough trace molecular residue to establish that an organic body, probably humanoid, had been vaporized along with the ship. Blade quickly wiped his memory, not entirely sure the Nadiji didn't possess telepathic abilities.